Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is happening? Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. And I got to remind you guys that this Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're doing our Christmas party. So come hang out for that. It's a good time of singing some Christmas carols and just hanging out, maybe talking about some console Christmases from you guys. And it's going to be a good time. And then afterwards, we'll record NPC. So hopefully you guys can come out for that. Now, let's jump into the news. First up, Dragon Quest has a tweet that came out and said, "We are currently working on an update for Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, including bug fixes and quality of life improvements. Details of the update will be announced at a later date. We hope you continue to enjoy DQM, The Dark Prince." So looking at Nintendo Life here, it says Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, got off to a strong start with the Switch earlier this month. And if you were hoping to see post-launch support, you're in luck. The official Dragon Quest social media put out a tweet. It says, as noted, the details for this update will be shared at a later date. And they do say that in their review on Nintendo Life, we mentioned how the new DQM game may have some performance issues. So hopefully Square Enix can make improvements to this part of the game. So there you go. If you have been playing this game wanting to know if it's going to get some improvements or, you know, what maybe some quality of life and bug fixes, you're in luck. It's going to be happening sooner than later. If you are a Pokemon fan and you happen to collect Squishmallows, well, there are two new Squishmallows available. And I know one is Jigglypuff, but the other one I would just call Crescent Bear because it looks like it has like a moon or a crescent on its face. But let's see, what's the actual name? So in case you missed it, no, I said Jigglypuff with so much confidence, and it's not Jigglypuff. It's Clefairy. I give up at this point. And Teddy Ursa Squishmallows. Oh, Clefairy. I don't even know how to say it correctly. And there's nobody here to correct me. So you guys can tweet at me, hit me up in the Discord. I know some of you are like cringing so hard right now. It's okay. I love you. Hopefully you love me. I'm sorry. There was so much conviction. I swore it was Jigglypuff. Oh, well, hopefully we're all getting a good laugh at that one. Anyway, in a 12-ounce size, the exclusive Pokemon Center, that's exclusive to Pokemon Center, this ultra-squeezable Clefairy Squishmallow plush is made with a soft, high-quality material that features Clefairy's cute ears and sweet smile. It's perfect for snuggling in the car, on the plane, or at home during a Pokemon movie marathon. So, of course, there's a tweet from Pokemon saying that the newest Squishmallows are available now, and you can head over to the Pokemon Center to pick these up if you've been collecting the Pokemon Squishmallows. And I mean, I just have, there's like, you got to stop somewhere, right? And I couldn't, I already have a massive blue shell plushie. Shout out to Hoffman for that one. And they're too big, but I know some people that are super into these things. They get the biggest ones they can, and I love it. I'm here for it when it comes to collecting. So if you miss this, hopefully they aren't sold out and you get a chance to go pick them up and add them to your collection. Well, speaking of things that I will add to my collection, Animal Crossing Lego box art, the first look at the Animal Crossing Lego box art, thanks to at Jayong28 from Jay's Brick Blog. It says, here's a look at the packaging and the box art for the Lego Animal Crossing sets in March 2024. So cute and charming. The designers did a fantastic job with the designs. And I mean, to be honest, they really did. They knocked it out of the park with this. The pricing on this, I feel, is very good. Of course, I don't have any way of judging it because I know there's people will say, oh, X amount of bricks times X amount of dollars and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's how they come up with their pricing there. But the most expensive set being Nook's Cranny is sitting at $75 right now, which I think it's great. The hardest part is going to be figuring out where to store all these things because there's what, five sets here. And, you basically can set up your own little island. And I think they look really, really good. Love seeing the box art. You can see the different characters, you know, Isabel and Nook and Captain and Julian. And so they look great. And I don't know if these are leaks or how they get a hold of these. I get a little nervous even talking about it or like showing it in the video because I'm like, I don't want the Nintendo ninjas to come after me. But I figure if Nintendo Life is sharing it, it's probably okay. That's my gut feeling. But really looking forward to these Lego sets in March. I can't wait to be able to get them and put them together. And I just got to figure out where to store them. That's going to be the hardest part. Sea of Stars has reached more than 4 million players in 4 months. And so they put out a tweet saying Sea of Stars has been played by over 4 million people across all platforms and subscription catalogs in less than 4 months. And from the official press release, Sea of Stars is the game of my dreams, and seeing its quest resonate so strongly with players and critics means the world to everyone at Sabotage. The team behind this game is the most talented and dedicated group I could have ever hoped to create Sea of Stars with, and I'm again reminded of their brilliance as we progress with creating Sea of Stars' upcoming DLC, Throes of the Watchmaker. For fans to have recognized our adventure in such an incredibly prosperous year for RPGs alongside new arrivals from the genre's biggest franchises, we simply just cannot thank you enough for supporting us, that we cannot wait to show you what's next for Sea of Stars. And Nintendo Life goes on to say that they gave the game a 9 out of 10. So fantastic to see indies just really, really, really crushing it. And the figures do include Xbox Game Pass and not just copies sold, but they still make their money with Game Pass. So it's a good thing. And that number doesn't get to where it is without people talking about this game and being excited about this game. And we saw it talked about at the Game Awards, of course. And I've heard Johnny and I believe Cheesy even talking about it on NPC. Crawler might have mentioned it too, so maybe one I need to look a little closer into, but I'm trying to work the backlog, and I'm playing so much more Mario Kart. It's a good time to let you guys know, on YouTube, I am doing a series now called Pipe Trials, and it's going to lead into It's going to lead into many things. We're going to get the Dirt podcast. The new episode is going to be coming out tomorrow, and it's going to be a two-part episode. Half of it's going to be on the NPC channel, and the other half is going to be over on the new feed. And then from that point on, the majority of the Dirt content, the Mario Kart podcast, will be on its own feed. But just because I just want to make sure that, you know, people that are only interested in Mario Kart aren't going to have to get Nintendo news and vice versa. So I am going to split it, but we're going to do half of an episode here on NPC and the other half over on the brand new. We'll be launching the new channel over there. So make sure to go sub and do all those things. I'm going to get it set up and get the episode recorded. And then I'll let you guys know once everything is live via an episode right here on NPC. Cause sometimes it takes a little bit for Apple to approve stuff and whatnot. So I'm used to it. So you guys will know the moment the Dirt goes live everywhere and you'll be able to check it out. So Mortal Kombat 1 crossplay release window confirmed, but there's no mention of the Switch. So NetherRealm said crossplay is coming in February between PS5, Xbox, and PC. And we're so very excited about that. The Switch. No, Mike. Again, we are at the end of the Switch's life cycle. And what are you, do you really want to play against, you know, 60 to 100 frames with your 15 frames on the Switch? I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to want to do that. I've done things like that with Fortnite and Rocket League. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable to see, to just get, you know, watch people run circles around you. But do we think Mortal Kombat 1 will be making its way to the next Switch system next year? I think it's very possible. I think there's a good chance that a lot of the games we've seen, especially from third developers from the last year to 2 years, could make their way, or at least do like an upgrade path if they're already on the Switch, to the Switch 2, if you will, or Switch Pro, or Super Switch Pro Now, or Super Switch Pro U, or whatever you want to call it. I think that might be the case. And I think as the Switch winds down, and they see their numbers, they know how many people bought this on Switch and what those numbers are like. Do they need to put the efforts into it? Probably not. Will they put it in the new system if the game runs smoothly? Potentially. And that's what I could see possibly happening. Could be wrong, but there may still be hope yet. If you did end up getting Mortal Kombat 1 on the Switch, hopefully there's going to be an upgrade path on the next system, and then the possibility of crossplay. But we'll just have to wait and see. Jack Black over on MyNintendoNews.com. Jack Black says it's been radio silence regarding Super Mario Brothers Movie 2. From the article here, it says the beautifully animated Super Mario Brothers movie was a huge smash hit for Nintendo and Illumination, and everyone is waiting with bated breath for news on the sequel. Variety recently had a chance to speak to the excellent Jack Black, who plays the mighty Bowser in the movie. He said he's ready and raring to go, but he says it has been radio silence from both parties when it comes to the follow-up movie. His quote says, "It's been radio silence. The only chatter has been coming from me, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to chatter, and I've been chomping at the bit to get back to business." So love hearing that Jack is ready to ready to get back to being Bowser. And I know we're all ready for a sequel. So hopefully something's getting greenlit soon. And get the pre-production going and get us some news, at least just a little bit on what's this sequel going to be. What does Yoshi have to do with this sequel? How much more Luigi or Donkey Kong are we going to get? Maybe a little more Peach. Is Rosalina going to be there? So much to speculate about in the next Super Mario Brothers movie. And I am waiting just like everybody else and really, really hoping that we see something soon. Quick side note too, Jack Black wants Mario Movie 2 to be a musical titled Bowser's Revenge. So this is what he said regarding a potential sequel. Black has been thinking a lot about what it could look like, including the possible title that he pitches, Bowser's Revenge. He even talks about how it could be structured. I think it should be a full musical, like what Todd Phillips is supposedly doing with the Joker 2. So there you go. Could you imagine just nothing but peaches being sang for 2 hours straight? I don't know. I think I could, handle that. Well, another article from MyNintendoNews.com. It says early footage of Super Mario 64 having multiplayer discovered. So here's a tweet from Mario Nova 64. It says, we finally have a glimpse of what the early multiplayer mode for Super Mario 64 looked like. This is also the first time we see Luigi's Super Mario 64 model outside of the Nintendo leaks. Take a look. And so I'm going to go ahead and click the video here. And you can see Luigi making his way into the room with Mario kind of floating in like a little propeller. And you get to see his character model. There's nothing much more than that, though. It looks like some handheld footage. Who knows where this even came from? It's pretty crazy, honestly. But wild. This many years later that we're actually seeing a first look at the early multiplayer mode in Mario 64, which of course was canned, and we never saw the light of day, unfortunately. Well, something else is probably never going to see the light of day is a Zelda Maker or a Mario Maker style game, but with Zelda. The producer, Anuma, said there are people who want the ability to create from scratch, but that's not everyone. And I think everyone delights in the discovery of finding your own way through a game. And that is something we tried to make sure is included in Tears of the Kingdom. There isn't one right way to play. If you are a creative person, you have the ability to go down that path, and that's what you have to do. And you're also able to proceed through the game in many different ways. And so I don't think that it would be a good fit for The Legend of Zelda to necessarily require people to build the things from scratch and force them to be creative. It's an interesting take, honestly, because like there are plenty of people that don't really make levels in Mario Maker, but enjoy what everybody else is doing, while other people don't play much at all and spend most of their time creating. So I don't know that I would agree with that statement, but it would also really depend on how well something like this gets made, right? It can't just be It can't be like what we saw from Link's Awakening. It would have to be something far more fleshed out, and to make it that much more interesting to be a $60 game. I don't see it happening, honestly. I think Link's Awakening's chamber dungeon. I think that's about the closest we're gonna ever get to a Zelda Maker game, in my opinion. But I could be wrong. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with this. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you're on the lookout for the Dirt. The Mario Kart show is gonna be coming soon. If you want to get involved in the time trials and all that, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.